But that's our end news. I'm Jason Walker. New York Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted after federal corruption investigations into his administration. It is unclear tonight at this time what charge or charges he will face. New York Times says the indictment remained sealed Wednesday night. The House has given approval on a temporary spending bill that would keep federal agencies funded in the new fiscal year.
The stopgap measure, approved Wednesday by a 341-82 vote, generally funds agencies at current levels through December 20th. Speaker Mike Johnson touted the measure as doing only what's absolutely necessary in a bid to win over conservatives. The measure would now move to the Senate, which is expected to approve it later Wednesday. The House floor was largely empty during the debate on the measure. Lawmakers in both chambers are anxious to return to their home states and districts to campaign, smoothing the path for a passage of a temporary funding fix. In the meantime, the temporary bill will mostly fund the government at current levels, with a few exceptions like funding the infusion for the Secret Service. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, it's shaping up to be quite another court battle for a former president. At least it looks that way right now.
A New York appeals court is set to hear arguments in former President Donald Trump's fight to overturn a civil fraud judgment that could cost him close to $500 million. Arguments are scheduled for noon Thursday in the state's intermediate appellate court. Trump is asking the court to nullify a judge's findings that he deceived banks, insurers, and others for years by lying about his wealth on paperwork used to make deals and secure loans. Lawyers for the current Republican nominee for president contend that Judge Arthur Engoron's verdict was egregious and should be reversed. Julie Walker, New York.
And this is SRN News. Dallas Jenkins is the creator of the popular Christian television series The Chosen. Creativity runs in his family. His father, Jerry Jenkins, co-authored the Christian book series Left Behind back in the 90s. The Chosen has now been seen around the globe, and 6,000 Chosen fans gathering in Florida last weekend. Jenkins says his production team gets energized interacting with the viewers.
Coming here is not only our chance to say thank you to the fans, that's a huge thing for us. We're just trying to give back, but it is a little selfish because we get a lot of thanks as well when we're here, and that is the fuel that keeps us going. I can tell you many cast and crew have said after coming out of ChosenCon, now I'm looking forward to getting back in the saddle because I feel like if they can do this, if they can be here, if their lives can be changed, if they're willing to share with us through tears how much the show means to them, then we need to keep going and never take this for granted.
And tomorrow we'll meet the young actor who portrays John the Baptist. This is SRN News. Well, several executions.
A Texas man who waived his right to appeal his death sentence has received a lethal injection for killing his 3-month-old son more than 16 years ago. 38-year-old Travis Mullis was pronounced dead at 7:01 p.m. Central on Tuesday at the state penitentiary in Huntsville, Texas. Another execution was carried out Tuesday evening in Missouri, and executions are scheduled Thursday in Oklahoma and Alabama. South Carolina conducted an execution on Friday. John Scott reporting.
An executive at cybersecurity company CrowdStrike has apologized in testimony before Congress for sparking a global technology outage over the summer. Adam Myers testifying in a hearing before a House cybersecurity subcommittee. CrowdStrike blamed in a bug for an update that allowed its cybersecurity systems to push bad data. More details at srnnews.com.